lights. Other things that are outside of us. You call it a voida. The person wants to come to work on a certain voice. So one of the basic yisoides is that the hakdama, or the first shlav, usually is to work on chashivas of any. The person wants to come work on tefila. The beginning of his avodah and tefillah, he has to work on machshav tefillah. He wants to work on lashon hara. He wants to work on chesed. He wants to work on avos Yisrael, shalom. From the first step is to work on the chashivas of inyan. That's the shahr. That's the shahr to be nichnas into that avodah that you're working in. So tonight we're gonna take a start a little bit in the virus, two levels in the kind of covet. First, realizing how Hashivas of how influential covet is, in the sugi of covet with the Atzmai. And then tackle why in every sugi the most important part is to tackle work on the Hashivas of it. I want to talk about three different things to find in the Chazal, the Rabbi Seinu. Three different akudas, we find the chashivas of kavod. How much the inyan, that which that the beis amida the mechaber of certain inyan. How much it plays a role, and how much matzliach, and how much even a whole tzuras achayim. The Rashiva of Chaim Shalevitz of Enlarav. From the sichus, he tells about a very scary side. Called the yeshivas and maveldik side. Says, we get schar from mitzvahs. What's going to be how much schar we get? So, Pashup Shah is schar. The Eibishter has an Eibishter. The schar. The Eibishter knows the schar of each mitzvah. Chaim wants to tell you that a big kaveh and the schar person gets the mitzvahs is the person who does the mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah ruchnis. The chashivas you have for that mitzvah, that's how much schar you get for mitzvah. That's how much schar you get for mitzvah. And he talks about a few in your. We know, as I'll say, the pasuk, Meshalim Nesoinov, Elponov, Lahavida, Salash the pasuk. For the Shbor who tries to pay back the Rishonim in this world, you know they shouldn't get schar l'olam. Before Hashem asks, schar mitzvah Hayamalek. This explains because in this world the currency is too cheap. There's nothing in this world that can pay for a mitzvah. So how could a Kodesh Baruch Hu play Rishayim in this world? He's not complying this Yisrael. He brings a raya from the Mechira of Esau v'Esau Bachar. It's stated by Yiva v'Esau v'Esau Bachar. He was Moichel the Bechor, the Sfarno already with the Shtelzer. Sfarno, I don't remember. Shtelzer, how was Mecca Chal? It was a real Mecca. It was a Mecca that was about to take. Esav sold the Bechor. He sold the Bechor. Bechor is a Ruchniistic thing. Bechor is a Ruchniistic thing. Frek and Farshim, how was the Chal? He sold it from the Zid Adoshim. It's worth. There's no value, there's no way to evaluate how much the Bechor is worth. How was the Chal? Zotter was behind the Pasek and Ram is telling you, sir. He's not saying a Musadik about it, he's saying with him, it's Halacha. And Halacha, it has to be a Mechir that's Chal. If Esav says that the Bechor is worth to me in the Zid Adoshim, it's worth to me if I'm a little hungry, a geshmaka bowl of soup. So that's much as worth him. By him, yeah, in its true memadim, its true dimensions, its true parameters, and a kanabi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, there's no gvul to how much a bechor is worth. Oh, but Esav, who is the bailin, he was the bailin, the bechor belonged to him. So if he is mezalzel, and he is not only machshiv, the bechor for an ezid adoshim, that's much as ezid adoshim, that's much a bechor is worth. This is your kind. We see a mirror that is scary. We see that the person could be kaveh on his heart. He says that it's a chiddush. He wants to say the fetus is the pshat in. We find the Chazal say a pasuk in Novi that matzdike rabim kichachovim la'olam v'ed. What's the pasuk? Matzdike rabim. Talking about people oisik b'tzor chaytzik or people matzdike rabim. There's no gvul to this heart. There's no svul to this heart. So Chazal to b'chaim. Why is that true? What's the chiddush? Because that which a person, regularly, we're doing mitzvahs all the time. People are doing mitzvahs. Torah, avodah, tefillah, yerushamayim, chesed, avodah samidahs, moly mitzvahs. Well, the ma'isa, most people, most human beings, they have a certain limit to how much they value the mitzvah. They have a limit to how much they value a mitzvah. Dr. Chaim, this is so that a person could decide how much he evaluates a mitzvah. It's true for himself. He could limit a mitzvah for yourself. You could limit a mitzvah. But if someone is mezakeh you, if Reuven is mezakeh the rabbin, he's mezakeh other people doing mitzvahs, he gets the true, the innate schar of the mitzvahs. By him there's no limitation. So when he gets the innate schar of the mitzvahs, there's no gvul. A real mitzvah has no gvul. Torah mitzvahs, there's no gvul to how much schar he has. A person limits his schar because he has, if he has own chashivas. Reuven is mezakeh the rabbin, he doesn't get his own limitation, he doesn't get the oisei mitzvahs limitation. He gets the true mitzvah. The true schar, that's a mitzvah. This is all this kama problem he brings up. The yisoid. There's a very deep yisoid, and he ends the parentheses over there. Again, people have to ask a drach l'maisu with this thing. And he has l'maisu. He says, many times you can have a mifkat, you can have a test. Check yourself out. How easily are you willing to drop the gemara? How much money is it if you could die? Yeah, when you want to, you have to take a taxi somewhere. Or you have to walk somewhere. There's a shaila of saving a half an hour of learning. How much money is it worth? How much tirich is it worth you to save 20 minutes of money? There's loy rochik to say this is one of the depth of the fum tzara agur. How much something is worth to you is expressed in sometimes in money, sometimes it's in tirich. How much are you willing to be mitzar yourself for something? Some people, a lot. Some people, a little. It's a huge sugya. The Shiva is a friend of Rav. You do it. This is one of those things. The Torah, there was no food, there was nothing. And this day of this man, it's going to cost you $500 for a plane ticket. What are you talking about? $500 for a plane ticket? What are you joking? For a day of terror? This is a dangerous sugya. It's a big sugya. It's not a simple sugya. A person sometimes is put in a position where he's shatting up how much this kind of thing is worth. Again, lemaisa, don't make yourself meshuggah. You have to have a drachal in the lemaisa de gaifin. You have to have a drachal. If you want to find a lemaisa de gashayla, this person has sometimes kavua de gashayla, and these things you have to ask. But the yisoid is the richtig yisoid. You have to understand this. What is the yisoid now? How influential is covered is the chashivas we have for nyanim? It's going to be kavir astar. Just chazal say, Talmud Torah can be cooler. Kol chafetzecha liyishvu ba. There's no comparison to the schar of Talmud Torah. Very scary. A person could say the scar of terror to me is worth the chesnish, a good gishmak a meal for Shabbos. You know, for 20 minutes of learning, I rather go live after 20 minutes of learning. You know, I know they'll get a good gishmak a meal for Shabbos. It's better to have a good meal with a little bit of chicken, a little bit of hummus, something like that. It's very scary. So I want to try to understand a little bit. What is talking of Shabbos? I want to get more and more. Let's get. I don't want to scare the Olim. I want to understand the Indian of COVID. The COVID. What's Taka the Pshat? What's the Pshat that the covenant the Mensch has? This could be in the sky. Let's take Daka. Let's go to the next Yisoid. See in Rabbi Seinu. Shalak Yisoid. Rabbi also very touching on many different Yisoids of an Avoida. Of Aaron. Of Aaron Kaldor. In a few places in the Mishnah of Aaron. In Bitzel of Blasi. In Kaifei Ar. Both say the same Yisoid. Based on the Gemara and Brachis. That's not based on this. Very, very... brings out how much weight COVID has. The more brachas that some days on the days says the following: Yochem David vayichras es knaf hamiyom asher lisho bilot. Famous maisa. Most people even don't know a lot of nach know this maisa that David the Melech was. He was one of the times that Shaul was in raidav after to kill him. So he found Shaul and Shaul was sleeping. And he found Shaul in a ma'ara, and he could have killed Shaul. He could have killed Shaul. And it says he didn't. Instead of killing Shaul, he had a chamanus on Shaul, and he cut off the corner of his beggar. Omer Rabbi Yisi Bav Chanin, Kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim soifoi einin enemeh. Anyone who is mevazes ha-begodim, he will not be able to benefit from the begodim themselves. Shema. Va-melech David zokein bo ba-yomim v'yichasu v'begodim v'lo yeicham boi. So in Chazal, we see David HaMelech b'soiv yomim, after he was king. There was an amazing phenomenon that he was extremely cold. There were many begodim they put on him. The begodim didn't warm him up, didn't heat him up, didn't warm shame on him. Zokt Chazal, there's a midah k'negamida, a tifer n'kuda midah k'negamida. When someone mevazes something, he loses the ability to benefit from it. David HaMelech, Chazal saw a certain zilzul in the beggar when he cut it. I don't want to get this on future volume to get back to what was the zilzul in there. But state that there was a certain zilzul in a beged, in a musig of a beged. One of the Briyas that Kadosh Baruch created in the world, he created a cloth, he created a musig of a beged. David HaMelech was in zilzul in that, and he lost the ability to benefit from him. Zogt Baron and this, state there in this Gemara also, very, very, another big yisoid. State that a Kadosh Baruch who creates in this world, he creates physical Briyas, and he creates Briyas that are ruchnis, is different nivroim than ruchnis. The koyach to benefit from things is totally in how much you machshav bezach. The second you're not machshav something, when a person is not in the me'oisim midah that he's not machshav something, he loses the ability to benefit from bezach. He loses the ability to benefit from anything. Baran shtol su pasuk in Mishlei, pirush abroad here. Pasuk Mishlei says, Yud Gimel, Boz L'Dover Yechavaloi. Someone who's mevazening him, Yechavaloi. Literally means it's gonna hurt him. Goyin says like this, Ki Yesh Ramach Ivarim Ba'odom. There's Ramach Ivarim Ba'odom. U'kenegdom Ramach Mitzis Esek. Like the Chavetz Chaim, his Marach, and the Namadim Shavur. He brings from Chazal, Mezhe Chazal. Chazal say, Keneged, parallel to the 248 Ivarim Ba'odom, the 248 Mitzis. There's Ruch Mitzis Ivarim. Again, kol davar zok the goyin yesh loy koyach yuni min hamitzvus. Zok the goyin everything, even physical things in the world. Begodim also, every physical property in this world, it has a ruchniyistik koyach that's behind it that gives it its koyach that's amazing it. Again, haboz l'shum dvar mitzvah u'mechabel es atzmoi ki hu nase choser mikoyach achayun min hamitzvah davar. Stein the goyin reads the gedigzach. What's the goyin saying? So go back to what we spoke about in the beginning of the Vadim of Kavod. The Vadim of Gedigzach. In the physical world, the physical dimensions of the world are very clear. How much room a person takes up, how much room a beggar takes up, how much room a building takes up, how much room anything takes up. Measure it. If you have the right measurements to measure it, you figure out the mass, figure out the weight, you figure out the volume, everything you can figure out exactly. When you talk about a ruchnius, you talk about a ruchnius, they can dimension something. Spiritual dimension of something. But how much is a personality a person take up? How much does your opinion take up? How much? That's the covenant of the Zah. Zot the goyin in every single thing in a beged, we don't see it, but there's a spiritual koyach yuni, he calls it. There's a koyach yuni that gives a koyach to a beged. And every single thing in the world it is. How much does that take up? Tell me how much you're mechabed ezach. Just like we spoke about, a person in himself, in you himself, you have a bechino, a dimension of kavod. How much is that worth? How much is that worth to other people? How much is it worth to you? We spoke about different ways to build it. How much is that worth? How much are you worth? What are the parameters of your ani? So too in other things. How much did it mean to me How much room does that take up? How much does that take up? What's Kaveya, how much room that takes up? The sugya of Kavod and Zulzal. Two sides of the coin. There's Kavod on one side, Chashivas on one side, and Bizilian and Zulzal on the other side. Someone who's Mezalzal on something, in this case, Dovna Melech, Mezalzal on a Beged, he said, in physically, the Beged's there, but in the Chashivas of Dover, how much is the Kayach Yuni, how much is, doesn't have Chashivas by me. So he lost the school of the Kayach school of Beged, he lost the Kayach of God. Zoktim Aaron and Nuri the Gazach, everything like this, one of the places he's talking about El. He says El, you look into the Mekabalim, you look into any Sfarim, a day in El is worth a million times worth more than the rest of the year. It has a different Kayach school in the rest of the year. But you know what? It's telling him what you hold. It's telling him what your attitude is to it. If by you, El is just like the rest of the year, so of course it's not going to have any Kayach school. The Chashivas you have for an Indian. But always say me that you have a chashivus, that's the way you can be able to be Nineveh Mevein. I always say over. Pshat, I heard Apidus Yisoy from Mitzvah Salmi. He said, it's Emes Lamita Pshat. He said, Pshat, the Chazal, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, he's a Lashon. You talk about somebody who talks during davening. Someone who talks during davening, he's a Lashon, that you don't find Arba Chel to Shulchan Aruch. They say, someone who talks during davening, Gerim Boy, the Godal Avoyim Noim in Yisoy. The Lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used by Tekayim. Your chait is unbearable. Chait, there's nothing that chait is unbearable. Tshuva is magasa kisei kovod. Godal avoyinim in Yisrael, the only time the Torah Shulchan Aruch used that lashon. Why is it godal avoyinim in Yisrael? Why is it unbearable? So he said, Apidus Rabar. He said, Apidus Rabar. The same is said Shem Mevitzel. That he said, Tefila, we habal ha'alaisagya. In this world, look at Shem Tefila, Zmarach, and beginning of Shem Tefila, Shem Shabinkas, everything in this world needs a koyach Tefila. If you're going to lose the koyach sguli of koyach atfila, if you're going to use the power of koyach atfila, you're finished. You can't move anywhere in this world. Not necessarily because you're going to get an oynish, but because you can't go anywhere. You can't move. It's like you lost the oxygen. You can't move anywhere. Somebody who's talking to him, feeling he's in his house. He, tefila doesn't have a makom. It feels like a light thing. Zilzul. It's cheap. It's kal. It's kal. What is this? Kilkul. Klola, something that's kal, it's kal by him. You're going to lose your koyach atfila. That's scary. It's good about the way you're going to say it. This is Pshat in the Gemara in Dar. I'll put this way in the Gemara in Brachas. Pshat in the Gemara in Dar. Pehalef, Manalef. Soon this Gemara is going to be in the Yemen. It's always in the Yemen. Gemara in Dar Pehalef State. Amr Rav Yudam Arab, Ma'ay Dasi, Mi'ya Isha Chochi, Mi'yoven Ezo, Is Dover Zeh Nishal Chacham, Im Levi, Im Leif Yushu, Ad Shapir Shekadosh Baruch Ma'atzma. Yisiv, Vayoy Ma'ashem Al Ozem Estiros, Yehainu Lo Yishomi Bekoili, Yehainu Lo Holchubo. The Mepharshim explain, Rishayim Doran, what is Dover Zeh Shal, they were asking, what was the Sibas HaChurban? What was the Sibas HaChurban? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mepharsh, Asha Ozem Estiros. What does it mean that they were Oizev Estiros? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, She'en Mevorchim the Torah Tchila. What Mevorchim the Torah Tchila? Frek the Ranshan. Because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, that's the Sibas HaChorban, famous Rav, Dr. Rav. Shem Abnissin. I said, I'm going to listen to Dr. Ran. Vada Yehoizkin B'Torah Tomit. What was Munach in the factually in Boruchim Betchila? Shaloi Hoysa Teira Chashuva Beinayim Kolkach Sheiroi LeBoruch Aleh Shaloi Hoysim Balashma. It was felt in the Chashivas HaTeira. I'm not going right now into the Pratim why Lamming and Birchas HaTeira is felt in Chashivas HaTeira. Those of the Ran that symbolized it was felt in Chashivas HaTeira. Those of the bits of Pshat in the Gemara. So Tumur the Gemara with Kam Sibas. This was the Sibas HaChorban. The Sibas HaChorban was for the Gibel Averis Chamuris. The Sibas HaChorban was that they were in the head in Chashivas HaTeira. Zotav Itzla, and this again, the sugya is nerdic. Zotav Itzla, Avada, they were over Gemach Haveris. They were over Gemach Haveris Hamuris. Oh, but there's many chazals that talk about the power, the school of Torah. Torah, first of all, Zotav Itzla, Torah. Barossi Yetzar, Barossi Torah Tavlin. How did they fall to such a level that they were steeped in chait? What happened? What happened to all the Torah? Torah has a kaya schooli that is shomer the person from the Yetzar. It's real, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Torah saves a person from Torah. If you are nimshach and chait, there's something wrong with your Torah. What happened? That was the question over here. Torah, first of all, should have protected them. They never got to the matzah that they were steeped in chayt. Alf, beiz, zokta mitzvah. We know even if they did, Torah magnu matzah. Hafila beidna dolo yisikbo. Hafila beidna dolo yisikbo, shtein the gemara in soita. Torah is megan on Afamidas Peronius. What happened to all these koyach skulim that are in the Torah? These are true koyachis. What the Goyim just said, there's a koyach yuni in the Torah to protect the person from chayt lechatchila and then protect the person from midas and then afterwards. What happened? That was the noisei that Chazal told me about. The answer is, and this is the answer that we have to think about. And the answer is because there's fucking chashivas that are scary. It's scary. That means you look around, you look Chazal, the unbelievable koiches, the unbelievable potential power that there is in Torah. And a person, what's it totally on? It's not on the sugya of kavod. It's not on how much you're mechabed in it. If you're not mechabed in it, right, you could be learning lashon of the Ran is always in the Torah tongue. Always in the Torah. But they lost the power of the Torah because they were felt in the Hashivas. This Goyin is a Sugya. The Sugya of Hashivas is how much of a mockery, how much does it exist by you really? If it doesn't exist by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, it doesn't exist by you. Yeah, physically it's there. It's not only in Yubachal. But in the spiritual world, how much Hashivas, how much mockery does it take? And Chashiv is in value. How much value is it? It doesn't have value by me, Hashem says it's not there. And Mechar, that's what Chayim Yisoyed over Chayim Shalom. It's a little different Yisoyed, but on there it's that you can move out when Chayim Shalom is the same. And Schar Mitzvah is the same thing. Schar Mitzvah is a double ruchim. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah is a double ruchim. Based on this Goyin, how much is a ruchim is the Gazach worth in you? So it's a chiddush of Chayim says that our attitude could convey the Schar. It's not there. If you, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, by you the Mitzvah is worth a certain amount, so that's going to be your Schar. We have two very, very basic agdors. Rabbi Seinu, in the Chashivas Pasugim Kavod. We're talking about Kavod in any sugya you want to work on. In any sugya you want to, if we're talking about, we're going to be particularly talking about Kavod HaTorah. This is some interesting. First of all, Aschar and Torah is going to be Kavod. The Talmud and Torah can have Kumlit all in there. And the Koyach HaTorah, we're lost without there. Any Bacher, any Yid, we're calling in a Bacher today, in Tav Shinayin Dalet. Torah Sitalon, the Nisyanis there is today is not Shaykh. I don't know, more Nisyanis than we ever had. More Nisyanis Machutz, Bibifnim, the weakness emotionally of Bachem today, the weakness, the Nisyanis, without Torah we're lost. We're lost, there's no chance. And this is what we're dealing with, this is what's on the table. What's on the table is, in the Sugya of Kavod HaTorah, is how much the Torah, how much Torah can be a Tavon for you, and how much can be made. I'm going to talk about that. A third level of someone in the marathon, a little more, is going to take us hemshich. The Volvus is Yisoy, big Yisoy, many, many places in the Yisoy. I want to be marathon. In this Nakuja, we're going to open up a window. The Kavod is one of extremely influential koyach in the whole Tzuras HaChayim. There's a certain hinge. There are many different kudas that are called the hinges on the person that run a person's life. And the kavod, you want to show this kavod, the kavod is one of the hinges. It is soivig. Around that is soivig the person's Tzuras HaChayim. Well, that's the soivig, which he calls. He bases it on the tefillah. We say it, Kol Yaducha, Shabbos. At the end, we say, in four tkufas, Ein Kerakecha, Ein Zulasecha, Efes Biltecha Midai Malach. Four lashanis. Ein Kerakecha, Ein Zulasecha, Efes Biltecha Midai Malach. So, this is all good for the Hemshech. Ein Kerakecha Boil Mazeh. Ein Zulasecha Boil Mazeh. Efes Biltecha Midai Malach. Ein Zulasecha Boil Mazeh. Ein Zulasecha Boil Mazeh. Tchias Ameis. Four tkufas. Oilam Hazeh. Oilam Haba. Mashiach. Yimois Mashiach. And Tchias Ameis. Zogt Rebolber. Shtei Tor. The Mahalach and the Mazah is a Mahalach of Harach. He calls it the Oilam Harach. That's what he calls it. Yisrael. Oilameinu hu Oilam Harachim. Oilameinu, our world is a world that's run by a value system. The next world, Oilam Abba, there's no Musig of Erech. There's no Musig of value. There is Ein Zul Asma. Our world is a world of value. Let's build up what he's saying. Let's understand what he's saying. Let's try to follow. Think about it a little bit, you know. Explains that in the seichel of the human being, the pride of the keser of a mensch, Adam is a seichel. If you break down a seichel of etzem, two ikur pulas that a person is doing, a seichel, two exercises that you weigh your seichel, that are, if you categorize a seichel, call them hakara and harocha. Part of the time, a person's seichel is pashut working and recognizing the issue he has in front of him. Whether it be he's trying to recognize something physically, who is the person I see in front of him. Whether it's recognizing a concept, understanding a concept, understanding a svara, understanding chokhmah. That's hakara. Hakara, pashut, just breaking down on what's in front of you. There's another pool of the seichel, another koyach in the seichel, it's called harocha. Harocha, exactly in English, appraisal, estimation. It's sizing something up. What's the difference? Two pools, chalukas, no shaykhs. Hakara is an objective pool. Hakara is not really a subjective issue. Hakara is, you have to see the zach. You have bad eyesight, you might not be able to see it well. But you're trying to see the zach, see what the zach is. Harocha, sizing up the thing, in definition is a subjective issue. Every person has their harocha. What is harocha? Harocha is the second difference. Hakara is always on something. You can have one single thing in front of you, and you could be makir. You could try to see, am I makir or not? Harocha is always sizing up something in comparison to something else. Either in comparison to another object that's similar to it, or in comparison to me. Where does it stand with me? Hakara, Rabbi says, if you want to know, he says, probably our seichel is oisik more in during the day in harocha than hakara. Think of that. He says, a person walks in the room, what's the first thing you do? Yeah, sometimes you have to see who it is, but it usually takes you 2 seconds. Think of that, something is boiling, look around. In 4 or 5 seconds, you have the guy, other taishas, exactly. Where's his background from? How yeshiva she is? What type of hat he wears? How much do I like him? There's a lot of pools of harocha. How much do I like it? How much is it going to benefit me? Probably a lot more. You hear a song right away. You see food. Think about it. Now, Koras Chela takes a very little amount of time. Most of the time, right away, we size up, and the Seichel is a genius. It does it within seconds. Right away, sizes up so many features of it. What exactly, and usually it's all towards you. How, comparison to another food? Do I like this in comparison to another food? And stop, today. Is it going to work for me today? My stomach, what's my doing? Kitzur, many, many, many different pools. The person is Marich. That's the pool of Marich. A totally different pool of Hakara and Harocha. Harocha, many times, takes something that after I makar it, you show me some old used stamp. I see what I have in front of me, I say, I have a stamp in front of me. How much is it worth? I have no idea. To me, it's not that, nothing. You have a stamp collector, and to him, all of a sudden, the stamp, when he sees that stamp, he sees millions of dollars. He sees millions of dollars. The pool of Harocha just created Yeshmeyayin, just created a value Yeshmeyayin. Harocha is what gives things value. Harocha is a koyach of the seichel that gives things value, gives things weight, gives things chashivas in a person's eyes. Our oilam is an oilam of harocha. Harocha is shaykh when you have different things, when you have different things in this world. The next world is going to come in zulasa. There's going to be no choice. Everyone's going to see what's chashiv, what's not chashiv. Everything else is going to be bottled. The Ibrish is going to stand there. He's not going to be able to make harocha. You're not going to be able to say, okay, I value HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe I value doing something else more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to be a choice. It's not Oilam Ein Zulascha, there's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oilam Einu is an Oilam Arochim, Dr. Volba, listen to this, very, very, very key point. Oilam Einu is an Oilam Arochim means that the hinge of our life, really, in Oilam Hazeh is our value system. A person, he says, slowly, slowly, without realizing, subconsciously builds up a value system. Again, he's going with his life, he's value shotting of this and shotting of this. He builds a value system. He has, everybody in their life has one thing that stands on the top of their value system, the ladder of Sulam HaRochim. That's called an Erech Elyon. And if you notice and if you think about it, everything is shotted up, everything is measured up comparatively to that highest value. One person, it's money. That person, money is worth more than anything. So that person, you'll see every time the guy walks in the room, how much money is that guy worth already? Or how much money is that guy worth to help me out, to make money? Everything is legabi money. How quick can I get home to make more money? This is Ani and Soif. If you talk to a guy who's into money, he'll even tell you more. But everything's a fear. And one person is covet, and one thing is taivas noshim. By another person it's Torah, by another person it's tefillah, by another person it's musar, by another person it's machlekes, by another person it's shalom. Every person has an Erech Elyon, and there's different levels and there's different things. Look at the volume, it's bringing you realize that kemat, that once a person has an Erech Elyon, he's almost a mukhrach, a lot of his maisim. How much interest does a person give to something? How much interest does a person give to something? And how quickly do you jump? Someone walks in the room. How quickly do you jump to go over to see it? What's really telling on? How much you machshav it? How much you machshav it? We know it's telling. It's telling on the Erech Elyon. If you have a chashivas for Torah and this person is connected to Torah, you're going to have a lot of interest in it. But if your chashivas and a lot of other inyanim is much more than Torah, so subconsciously, covet is a usually good subconsciously, how a person's interest, your interest. Interest comes by itself, you know, it's not a pula, it's not a subject. You don't think about how, okay, I'm going to get interested in that Indian. How do you get interested in it? Interest is neveya from how much covet, how much chashivas, how much mokom you have for the zah. So what's it telling you? It's telling you on the Erech Elyon. The Lamein was an Olam, is an Olam of Arachim. It's an Olam of Arachim. Brings Gavaldik. It's a Chiddush, and I point. Brings first a morale, and the Kaisa, the Goryari, these Machlokes with their ink. That in the whole parsha of Erechim, the whole parsha of Erechim, the term, Erechim. You give an Erech, you can donate an Erech to the Hegdish. You give an Erech of the Behemoth, an Erech of the Odom, an Erech of the Sodeh. The lashon of the pasuk always is be'er kicha nefashes, be'er kicha. That's the mafarshim are oimer. Why does it say be'er kicha your erech? I mean your erech. Be'erech. What's be'er kicha? What else is this point? Because er kicha is a subjective pool. He says you can't say erech because it might not be worth to this person and it's worth nothing. Go back to the stamps. Yeah, to that person. To Rosh Ereli, a diak, one diak in Rosh is worth $1 million. You go to somebody in the streets, what are you talking about? Okay. Not worth me any? Erech is something subjective. The chet of Erech is something subjective. Think of Volba, the Medrash over there, Medrash Tanchuman, so you can say, and stay, Derek Bazak. It's famous, it's Chazal, it's Marchulim, it's other Chazal. Chazal discussed a shakyotariya that the Malachim had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a time of Ikuach, the Malachim had HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was all alamar in the Kabbalah Satur, Ma enosh kitiz kerenu, what are you reckoning with the mensh? What's your word? You're giving the Torah. You're giving him the most choshev, your most choshev azah. You're giving him matana, your matana teiku, your Torah. What are you giving him, enosh kitiz kerenu? Give it to us. And the Gemara speaks about many tainas that Moshe Rabbeinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu answered bad to Malach. In the Medrash Tanchum, Mechusei, they state nochen akuda. A new thing, it doesn't say anything else. And after all discussion, Kadosh Baruch Hu adds in one more thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Malach and he says, "Klum yesh lechem arachim. You have a musik of erachim. Do you have a parish of erachim? Adam has a musik of erachim. That's what I'm going to use the Torah to talk about. Shtei tzokah vol, but this is one of the yisoidus of why Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world and gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Malachim, again, going back to this thing, they don't have a musik of shatting up. They don't have a musik of deciding, is money worth more than Torah? Is my covet worth more than Torah? Is how I look worth more than Torah? They don't have such a musik. They can see the MS. They see it. It doesn't make a difference how you look. It's not worth 2 cents. It's clear to them night and day. They don't have a choice to make arocha, to size up things. We human beings, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created, we have a makom for sheker. We see it. It's tefis. All the things that tefis makom in life. We don't see the MS right away. We have to make choices in life. We have to make a value system. This is one of the reasons why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. This is one of the sages of the Torah. This is a third Yakuda. When we talk about the sugi of kavod, we don't realize how influential the sugi of kavod is on our every decision in life. When a person decides what's hushed by him, he bets him, he's deciding his value system. When you start changing your value system, you change many of your subconscious pools, most of your subconscious pools in life. Your value system is going to decide how much interest you give to things, how much interest, where you go on trips, how you go on trips, friends, what type of friends, basic. What type of friends a person has. This is all basic. What interests you, what gravitates, what brings you to a certain person. So think about it, you'll think about it. This guy likes music, so his friend is going to be helping, you know. It's much subconscious, very, you don't hop, but you have, this has a big mocha by you. So I pulled you to make that decision. That has a big mocha by you. The Erech Elyon is what's kiveya, something. It's the kiveya, a person, the tzir, it's the hinge of the person. So, Enker Kachashem Alekeim. Obviously, that's what we're headed for. The goal is the Matara Avoyda is for a person, that he should be able to come. And after his own Avoyda, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you to make your own Avoyda. And no Rebbe can tell you, and no one can tell you. You have to be able to work on yourself. Chashivas is something you have to be able to work on yourself. But we're coming to get, where the job is for us to develop it. Amatzeh, when we give the most Malkam, the most Chashivas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, more than anything else. what it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world, that's terrible. Right? The Seva between his father, the Lashon Ramchal, there's nothing more that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world greater than that. To us, in Kerach HaShem came with our first job is to start working on Chashivas HaKadosh. The Sikkum we worked on, we saw three different levels of the Chashivas of the Inyan for Kavod B'Cholos. Kavod, first of all, is Kaveh HaAschar and the Mitzvahs. Second of all, Kavod is Negeah, is Kaveh. How much Kavod we give as Achaz Kaveh? How much Fe'elis we give him something? How much benefit? If we can benefit, there could be things that have enormous atomic power. They could have unlimited amount of power. We could lose the school, we could lose the Kaveh HaSchool. And it's irritating. We saw, we opened up, it's a big sugya. I want everyone to have to think about this. It's a very deep sugya, the sugya of harocha. How much sacha are we doing? Are we oisik and harocha? Are we sizing up, appraising, assessing things? The whole time we're assessing things. You'll start realizing how powerful just the sugya is. The third thing is that this is influential on our whole tzuras achayim. And our whole tzuras achayim are really totally on the sugya of kavod. This is we start to understand a little bit, we saw the Maram Gila. Maram Gila we saw said that there's a bechina that Kavod HaTorah is worth more than Kavod HaTorah is totally how much kinyan you can have in Torah. Kavod HaTorah, Kavod is an influential zach, Kavod is kaviyah. What your, where your suma rachim is, where your value system is, how much interest you're going to give to everything that's kaviyah, is the kaviyah your suma zachai. I don't know.